usually feature guest on the show. And then sometimes we decide to just recap and look at some of the things that we've learned from our guests during the course of the year. We've had a lot of amazing guests on the show, Bukola.
I must say, brilliant minds.
Yeah, brilliant minds come to share the entrepreneur's story. And we hope that we can bring more of them to you as in the coming year. So today, we're not having a guest on the show today. Yep, no guest. No guest. So
Ugo, it's just going to be...
Yeah, I'm the guest. I'm the host. I'm the guest. Everything. All in one. So I'm going to give you company as you drive to work today. And so if you're an SME owner or, I mean, maybe founder of a company or CEO of a company, SME related, I think you got to listen to this show because we're going to be doing a bit of outlook for 2019. Yes. So, I mean, I'm sure you're as you're getting ready to wind down or as you're winding down to the end of the year, you're asking yourself, what is it that you should look forward to next year? What is the country going to look like next year? It's an election year. I was talking to somebody over the weekend, a very senior admiral like that, and he... You know, so we got talking and we're like, so, I mean, what should we expect, you know, 2019? Like, this year was kind of rough for a lot of people. So what should we, you know, is it going to be better next year? And he's like, look, my brother, the first half of the year is going to be pretty rough, probably rougher than now. And that things might start to pick up in the second half of the year. And I'm like, ah, you mean we're going to continue like this for another 3 to 6 months? Like,
well,
see, I was like, man, better tighten that. It's gonna be rough. And so I don't know. So I thought about it over the weekend. I'm like, what do we expect in 2019? I'm like, how do we start to prepare? Does it mean that if you're going to splurge in December, you better just check that out?
Save for the rainy day.
Exactly.
I think what is happening right now, Ugo, is a true state of affairs of what our economy is really like, and we need to all brace up to that fact. We've been used to living beyond our means over time. So it's now time for everybody to now understand that this is the true state of affairs. Let us begin to work towards ensuring that we take the economy out of this situation it's at this point in time. So it's all hands on deck, and at the same time, you as a person would have to discipline your spending. This is not the time to just go on a spending spree and not think twice before you spend.
So, and that's the point, really.
It's a lesson.
Looks like we've probably been living in a bubble. I mean, there are a lot of people who believe that over the last 10 decades or so, Nigerians have been living in a bubble, basically, thinking that the economy is in good state. Whereas, I mean, it's just a few people who are seeing that money. And all of a sudden, they're not seeing it anymore. And then people just, that sudden realization that, man, look, things are bad. Whereas probably has been bad things. I mean, there's a school of thought who believes that. But as an SME owner, I mean, yours is just to, you know, discern and ask yourself, what do you look out for next year? So, Bukola, we're going to start with, so any business owner, SME owner, the first thing you want to always look at is, what is the handlers of the economy, right? People who determine what you call monetary policy. They determine where interest rates go to. What are they looking at doing next year? Now, is this important? Yes, it is. Especially for SME owners looking for credit lines, looking to, you know, to get loans that they can use to finance their small businesses or finance supplies or contracts of supplies, and things like that. So these guys need short-term credit. And even if it was 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, just to finance their business. And if you want to really grow your business, you got to leverage, right? So you got to leverage at some point in time to grow your business. We don't support leveraging at this startup level. But as your business grows, you got to leverage. So what will interest rate be like next year? So I spoke to a few economists over the weekend, and the outlook is like, look, it's probably going to be high, right? So we're going to have very.
So what are the factors that would now lead to its reduction?
So to understand that, let's even get to why interest rates
are high
and why they might probably stay high. So analysts said that, look, so the CBN over the last 3 to 4 years has had this very hawkish monetary policy. So they believe that to get the exchange rate stable the way it is, I mean, you very well know exchange rate has been stable at about 365 for over a year now, right? Mm. So to get the exchange rate stable, you have to basically reduce the quantum of Naira in circulation. I mean, kind of funny, right? But you have to reduce the quantum of Naira in circulation. And they do this by increasing rates. So think about it, because if you have 100,000 Naira and you had a choice between going to buy dollars at 365 or investing it in maybe treasury bills or one of these money market instruments at 13, 14, 15, 16, even 17%. I mean, there's this Sukuk that's up now and a lot of people are rushing to buy. It's at 15%. I mean, it's not bad. So if you're going to be buying that, right, at that kind of high rate, would you want to buy dollars and not earn anything from it? Or would you want to buy...
I'd rather buy the treasury bills.
Exactly. So basically, the government has basically kept rates that high so that, you know, there's fewer Naira chasing dollars.
Okay, you're talking about investing rates.
Yeah. Money market rates in treasury bills and things like that. So that there's fewer Naira chasing dollars. And when there's fewer Naira chasing dollars, then that demand and supply dynamics comes in and then, you know, the exchange rate can be stable. I mean, there's been pressure over the last few weeks. I think the market has basically put a bit of pressure on the CBN to see, on the exchange rate, to see if maybe the CBN might buy bonds. But the CBN has basically stepped up a few times to provide the kind of liquidity. Liquidity means like inject dollars in the market so that, you know, the exchange rate can still be stable. So in terms of interest rate, interest rates are likely going to be high. It's likely going to continue to be high in the year. So, you know, loans for SMEs, look, if you're looking for single-digit loans for SME, it ain't going to happen. Next, except you go through maybe banks like the Bank of Industry or some kind of CBN intervention funds. But for those who just want to get regular banking loans, it's likely going to be tougher next year. And it was actually very tough this year because, I mean, think about it, because why would a bank lend money to you at 24-25% that high, you, even though there is risk that you might default?
Isn't that backbreaking?
Exactly. So they have an option between giving you a loan at 24-25% or buying treasury bills
at
17%.
Why that high?
Because think about it, they are lending to the government. Mm. Like FGN bonds, for example, you know, goes for like 16-17%. Right, so think about it. So the bank has a choice between putting money in FGN bonds at 16-17%, risk-free rate, no wahala, as against lending to Bukola at 23-24%, or to Ugo at 23-24%, and you're like, maybe I might lose my money if I give it to Ugo. So that kind of plays there, and so they'd rather just, you know, put your money in risk-free funds than in a risky asset. So, and bank CEOs have actually come out, I mean, quoted blatantly saying that, look, because a lot of them last year said this year they were going to focus more on buying risk-free assets. They were not going to be lending, and banks haven't actually lent more this year compared to the year before. So lending to the private sector has stayed at around 22, 23 trillion or thereabouts this year. It hasn't really changed from last year. So lending is going to be bad. And that now segues into exchange rate. So if you're an SME, you know, owner, and maybe it's an SME business and you maybe import things into the country, some analysts I spoke to say that look, the first half of the year, exchange rate might still remain stable. They don't believe that the government would be devaluing anytime soon. So at least not before the election, and surely not after the election. I mean, so you know that a new president will be sworn in, you know, either a new president or the existing president would be sworn in May 29, isn't it, right? Mm. So by May 29, we'll probably know who's going to be leading the country.
To avoid this devaluation, what should the government arm themselves with?
So to avoid devaluation, they probably need to, you know, one, continue doing what they're doing, which is high interest rate, which is not really good, but I mean, it's not like they have a lot of options. And then hope that oil prices don't continue to go down, right? So if oil prices drop below $40, then that's your first sign that devaluation might be looming. So because what it means is that the CBN's position is lower, right? Because government revenue in Forex is now lower. Mm. So it's probably likely that they might not be able to hold on. So you got to watch the oil price space.
Do you think, talking about the oil price, do you think there's some factor they can put in place to mitigate that? Or we just have to focus on this diversification and ensuring that our source...
You know, that diversification story, Nigeria is actually diverse. I don't know if people keep it down. Nigeria, so, if you look at the our GDP and how it's spread, basically diversified, excuse me. So except maybe, you know, diversification might be in terms of how government earns its money, because 70% of government's money is basically from oil, 70-80% to thereabout is basically from oil. So yeah, maybe on the government side, they might need to diversify their revenue, but Nigerian economy is basically diversified. I mean, there's a lot of businesses that we do here, just that we could do more individually. So back to this oil play, you know, oil prices determined by global markets, right? So depending on what happens between, you know, if Donald Trump brews hot or cold, or OPEC decides to cut rather than increase supply, then that could determine the price of oil. And then, of course, we hope that, you know, our brothers in the creeks do not disrupt activities next year, because those are the kind of things that can affect. So anything that can affect government earning dollars through oil would definitely, you know, pose a risk to the exchange rate. So if you're an SME owner, look out for those markers. I also understand that, I mean, some of the economists who speak to Nairametrics tell us that, look, towards the second half of the year, there might be some kind of depreciation of the Naira. It could be. Either the government might move from their 305 to 306. You know, the government does 305, while every other person does 365. So it's likely that state governors might push for, look, you know what, why don't you just have a convergence so that we can move 305 to 365? So that might happen, right? And if that happened, that would affect, you know,
not necessarily parallel market,
a lot of people who have deals with government and all, and that are priced at that amount. So, and then that might also trigger some more pressure. So some believe that there might be some kind of devaluation towards the second half of the year, but of course this depends on the price of oil, while others feel like the government may not immediately devalue. Right, it may not happen because some still think that maybe the exchange rate is overvalued. But as an SME owner, I mean, stay within the news, try and follow these pointers. Always follow that oil price and Nigerians' crude oil production. Whatever happens there will determine whether there will be, you know, exchange rate pressure. Follow it. Don't always miss that, because if you do miss it and a devaluation just catches you unawares, that could increase your cost of doing business, isn't it?
Quite interesting this morning. So it's all about prepping yourself. And I hope you have your pen and paper, taking notes from Ugo this morning, what to expect, SMEs, what to expect this coming year, 2019. Right. So the first one was the fact.
Yeah. So interest rates and lending. So it's going to be more difficult to borrow, I think, in 2019. That's what we think. And then exchange rate could get devalued towards the second half of next year. Now, the third thing is inflation rate. Inflation rate has been dropping for some time now. And inflation rate is very important because that also determines, that tells you, that's basically a gauge of what the general, you know, price of goods and services in the country is. And inflation rate has actually been dropping over this year net. It's just that we've had a little bit of setbacks in the last few months. I think it rose for the first time in almost 2 years in September. Then it dropped in October, and then it rose again in November, but just slightly. So watch that space. Inflation rate basically also filters into lending rate. So prices of goods and services, well, you know, continue to rise. But there's one thing you gotta watch out for, Bukola, and economists say, like, watch out for fuel subsidy, right? So it's likely that whatever government comes in might toy with fuel subsidy. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break on Business Half Hour here on Classic FM 97.3. We'll be right back. Ugo Dre in the studio with me. My name is Bukola. Money. careful as you go into 2019. For the love of money, do not commit any crime. Ugo Joy is still here with us in the studio, and we are sharing tips on SMEs preparing for the year 2019.
Yep. So if you're an SME, we'll go right straight into it. We already talked about interest rate and lending. If you're just tuning in, this is Business Half Hour. And I'm basically giving you like an outlook, you know, into 2019, the kind of things that you need to look out for if you own a business. Very important that you take note of some of those things. Like I said earlier, the first thing was interest rates and lending. We've said that interest rates will probably look, you know, continue to be higher, very hawkish next year. So lending might be a bit more difficult next year than this year, or probably remain unchanged. I mean, it's been very difficult to borrow in Nigeria for some time now. We also talked about exchange rate. Exchange rate could remain stable in the first half of the year, but there are indications that, or analysts project that exchange rate could, you know, depreciate. Maybe, I don't want to put out a number, but I've heard, you know, between 370, 380 or thereabout by second half of next year. You never know. And then we talked about inflation rate. You know, it's likely to remain, you know, at double digit levels most of next year. So price of goods and services would continue to rise next year. And we said look out for fuel price. It's likely that there might be some movement around there next year. There's a pressure. I mean, you listen to the vice presidential debate, and Oshibajo didn't particularly respond to that question very well. So, you know, the way he responded, he sounded like he wasn't also sure that fuel subsidy was such a good idea. So, you know, it's likely that maybe.
I think it's always very touchy because if you take it out, the common man would suffer.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it remains, it will still be
still suffering. Yeah, so it's kind of like a double-edged sword, you know, kind of move.
It has to do with the what do you think if we had our refineries up and running?
I mean, like, the kind of response I was expecting was that, you know, like, look, we are doing fuel subsidy now because refineries are down. I mean, refineries were all probably need fuel subsidy and all that, you know. But I mean, so we'll move on. So what else you need to look out for in 2019? The big one, the elephant in the room, taxes. We read over the week that that FIRS said that they were on track to make over 5 trillion naira in taxes in 2018. That would be the record high. I mean, highest ever taxes they've collected. Imagine, as bad as the economy has been, they've collected 5 trillion in taxes. Can you imagine that?
Have we ever gotten to that?
I don't think so. That's probably going to be a record. I mean, the FIRS chairman, Tony Fowler.
And I think Adeosun too tried in that aspect.
Yeah. There were a lot of initiatives that they put forward. I mean, they were more aggressive with taxation. I'm sure if you're an SME owner, you must have noticed that these guys basically have, you know, data on you, and they can track you wherever you are to get their taxes right. And they've been making inroads into the informal market. I mean, we don't know the numbers yet. We don't know whether, you know, because typically tax revenues are mostly
from oil and customs. But do you think we're getting it right at that bit by bit?
Yeah. I mean, it's still small. I mean, if you think that our GDP is roughly 90-something trillion or thereabout, or let's even put it at maybe 100 trillion, 5 trillion, still about 5% of GDP, still very low. A lot of countries have 17% of GDP as tax revenues.
So a lot of people are evading tax. Is that what that
means? Yeah. There's still a lot of tax evasion going on in the country, and tax avoidance, of course. So taxes, I mean, like, you know, get your books sorted out by the first quarter of next year, because there's going to be more aggression in terms of taxes. A lot of companies have been shut down for not being able to pay tax, and big companies for that matter. So these guys are not smiling at all. So they're probably going to come at you.
Do the right thing.
Go ahead, arrange yourself. I know taxes is not just FIRS as well. Lagos state taxes, state
your
taxes,
states.
Basically levies, all these things. Like, you know, these days, even if you own a restaurant, they can even come and tell you that the music you're playing, you have to pay tax for it. I mean, they pay some kind of, you know, fees or whatever. Yeah, all those things happen. So it's likely going to happen, continue in 2019. So be ready. You know, I mean, these days, if you want to open a new company, set up a new company, register a company, they usually ask you for your tax identification number in your bank. You know why they ask you that? Because that basically ties you to the FIRS. So with that tax identification number, they kind of have some kind of access into your activities, right? So if you think that they are not seeing, you know, the amount of business you're doing on a monthly basis, you'd be deceiving yourself. They probably are checking in to know what it is that you're doing, and can basically just levy you straight up. They call it best of judgment. They can just use a best of judgment rule to, you know, figure out what to tax you. Now let's move into hiring. You know, Bukola, on a lot of the guests we interviewed this year, they basically complain about being able to get the right fit for roles, isn't it? It's been one difficult thing for a lot of, I mean, even when you get the right fit, you know, they don't stay. And then if you don't get the ones that are not right and that, you know, that you want that you can train, it takes longer to train them, right? And then when you train them, they also do not stay. They just leave.
Human beings are restless.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be tougher. The emigration out of Nigeria to countries like Canada, the US, even Scandinavian, if some people are even going to Russia, it's probably going to continue. So talent is going to be a lot more difficult. Oh, I kind of feel like I'm just reading out some kind of negativity today. But well, that's not intention.
Like, what's wrong with Ugo?
I don't know. It's not intention. Just be prepared, basically. I mean, like, you got to be prepared for these things. So if you've got talent now, I mean, please do try and give them 13th month or bonus. So retain them, make them happy, because it's likely going to be a lot more difficult. Some of the HR experts that I will speak to say that, look, when you're talent hunting now, try as much as possible to keep your talent pool, so that when one leaves, you can easily replace it with another. That it's not going to be that. It's more difficult to hire now than ever. A lot more difficult. Even though they say that we have over 30 something million Nigerians unemployed. So, I mean, still a lot of people who are unemployed out there. Nevertheless, talent is difficult to get, right? So what about, you know, general outlook of the economy, the GDP and all? Nigerian economy has been growing, but very paltry, less than 2%, not where we want to be. What that means is that if the economy is growing at 2%, then it means business activity is not growing as fast as it should be. So it means...
And what's the reason for that?
Reason for that? Well, you know, a lot of things that, you know, that we basically talked about. So if banks are not lending, then it means, you know, businesses can't leverage, they can't expand activity. So if I can't sell more to you, and then of course salaries are also going up. So if you're not earning much, it means I can't sell much to you. So I have to cut down inventories. So if I cut down inventories, then it means we can't both expand. And economies only grow when people are buying and selling, right? So that's why typically economists will say that there needs to be some kind of stimulus. Either stimulus in terms of the government pumping in money into the economy. Maybe like government just say, you know what, we're going to spend $3 billion building roads to maybe nowhere, or construction activities everywhere, so that you just start to hire people, right? Or some other school of thought will say, look, maybe the best way to do this is just the government will just say, you know what, we are freezing taxes for the next 1 year. We're not going to tax anybody. So the idea is that people cannot, oh, you're not taxing me, so I cannot use that extra money and invest in my business, right? So those are the kind of ways that you can spur economic activity. But that's not happening.
But this issue of foreign investors and all that, what do you think?
Yeah, foreign investors are also, I mean, that's a good point. They play a significant role, because foreign investors basically determine the direction of portfolio inflows or activities in the country. So because most times when they come in, they invest either in your stock market or in your bond market, the money market rather. So without them being, you know, exiting, with them exiting, it means that the stock market is currently doing really, really badly. Probably one of the worst in the world right now. Nigerian stock market is really doing badly. So, and that's basically because foreign investors were net sellers this year rather than net buyers. Last year they were net buyers. So they play a significant role. And then foreign direct investors, those who actually invest in the real economy, and they haven't actually been there, because from the feelers we get, a lot of them are very unhappy with government policies. They're not really happy with policies of the government. They feel like the government is a bit too hawkish for them. Ease of doing business, even though Nigeria has actually risen a bit on ease of doing business, they still feel a little unhappy with a lot of these issues. You know, the way regulators have been going after that big yellow telco company and all the stories around regulatory onslaught. So they're a little bit unhappy.
But do you think this issue of regulatory onslaught is as a result of, over the years, Nigeria has been taken advantage of because of some loopholes, people jumping on?
There probably has been, but I mean, it's like killing a fly with a sledgehammer. I don't agree with the tactics of the government, because you got to look at the potential implication of this to the wider economy, right? So you don't, because of, you know, maybe some lapses That's my opinion, though, that happened in the past. We want to bring the entire economy down, right? And you basically dissuade others who are coming in. I mean, and then a lot of the allegations are actually, you know, in my opinion, hasn't actually been watertight. It's basically been neither here nor there. And that's why you see all sorts of, you know, backdoor negotiations taking place. And also, it's not very clean. I mean, a lot of people that we've spoken to are very unhappy about it. And this is probably also affecting economy. And of course, if foreign investors are not coming in, and you and I can actually do a lot more business because we need their money into the country. You remember that thing I talked about, stimulus? Mm-hmm. So they also provide some kind of stimulus for the economy in general. And without that, we can't function much.
So maybe the government should relax on some of the policies.
Yes. They should. So that's it. I think maybe next week we'll do a lot more. We'll probably look at the positive sides of 2019. Maybe that should make you happy. Next week looks like it's Christmas week. Christmas Monday,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's true.
Anyway, I hope you guys learned some things for 2019. If you've got questions, remember, send it to the folks at Naira Metrics on any of your social media outlets. They're also on WhatsApp, by the way. So they will get to you and explain to you things that you need to know. So that is the show for this week. Hello.
Thank you very much, Uko, for coming in this morning. We'll do this again next week. Enjoy your weekend and your day.